The first 60 seconds. How to enter motorcycle spaces well? In motorcycle chaplaincy, the first 60 seconds matter. They may not determine everything, but they often shape the tone of what comes next. In many motorcycle spaces, people quickly notice how you enter. They notice whether you arrive with humility or self-importance. They notice whether you are calm or performative. They notice whether you seem respectful or whether you look like someone trying to prove you belong. A wise chaplain understands that entry is ministry. Before you speak much, your posture is already speaking. Your pace is speaking. Your face is speaking. Your tone is speaking. If you move into a motorcycle space too loudly, too quickly, or too confidently, you may create distance before you ever say a meaningful word. So how should a chaplain enter well? First, enter calmly. Do not rush in with high energy. Do not act like you need to become the center of the setting. Whether you are arriving at a ride, a memorial gathering, a hospital waiting room, or a club-adjacent event, let your presence be steady. .com communicates safety. It also shows that you are paying attention to the space instead of trying to dominate it. Second, enter observantly. Take in the room, or the parking lot, or the conversation circle before you start talking. Who seems relaxed? Who seems guarded? Who seems to be carrying weight? What is the emotional tone? Is this a social moment, a tense moment, a grieving moment, or a watchful moment? Good chaplains do not enter blindly. They read the emotional weather before deciding how to move. Third, enter respectfully. That means you do not assume instant familiarity. You do not force handshakes, overuse titles, or pretend closeness you have not earned. You do not talk as if you already know the culture better than the people living in it. Respect means you understand this is a real community, not a ministry stage for your personal identity. Fourth, enter with role clarity. You are not arriving as a performer, a law officer, a therapist, or a preacher looking for a platform. You are arriving as a chaplain. That means you are there to offer Christian presence, listening, care, and prayer by permission. When you know your role, you do not have to overcompensate. Fifth, enter with consent in mind. In the first minute, do not force spiritual depth. Do not start with heavy questions. Do not move too quickly toward prayer or private matters. Consent-based chaplaincy means you allow people room to respond freely. You do not trap them in a ministry moment they did not ask for. Sometimes the best entry is very simple. A greeting, a short introduction, a respectful tone, a willingness to listen. A person who enters well usually does a few quiet things. They make eye contact without staring. They speak clearly without flooding the space with words. They remain aware of whether others seem open or cautious. They do not demand emotional access, and they do not become offended if people take time to warm up. This matters because motorcycle communities often value authenticity. If you act too polished, too aggressive, too fake tough, or too spiritually pushy, people may remember that long after they forget your exact words. But if you enter with humility, respect, and steadiness, people often feel that too. That does not mean everyone will trust you right away. They may not. But it does mean you are not damaging trust unnecessarily in the opening moments. Here is one simple inner question to carry into your first 60 seconds. How can I make this space feel respected, not invaded? That question can guide a lot. It will help you slow down. It will help you observe before speaking. It will help you stay grounded in service. And it will remind you that chaplaincy begins not with self-expression, but with care. The first 60 seconds do not need to be impressive. They need to be wise. Because in this ministry, entering well is part of loving well.